In a world completely overrun by inane media, there are podcasts that rise above the rest. This is not one of those. Two middle-aged white guys from Middle America talk about random shit for about an hour or so. This is the Magical Talking Hatch.
There we go. You almost didn't get to be on this episode. Before you were here, Ezzy was sitting right there, sitting up, ready to record.
Wow.
Yeah. I guess she saw something shiny. But she was sitting like right in that chair, like she was all set. So she's gunning for your job.
I see. I don't have a chance, I don't think.
She's pretty cute, but she's also a pain in the ass. So anyway, hello everyone, and welcome to the Magical Talking Hat Podcast, the only podcast that is voting next Tuesday, writing in Dewey for every single position. Not even another name, so not specifying which Dewey. Could be Dewey who lost Truman. Could be Dewey, David Arquette's character from the Scream movies. Could be Dewey Cox, John C. Reilly's character in Walk Hard. No one knows, and yet, that's what this podcast is going to do. So, I'm Tony.
And I'm William, and this is episode 86.
86. Which means we're done.
We're done.
This is... I don't know the origins
of 86. I don't either. I was just wondering that.
Well, I have a theory, though.
Oh, okay.
Because one of the places I have known it to come up the most, such that I feel like it could be the origin, but I still don't know why, is in restaurants. Hmm. When you say you 86'd something, it means you're out of that dish for the rest of the night. And I've seen that in multiple situations such that, like, used in that very specific way that I feel like that could be the origin, but I don't know. So listeners, let us know. And for new listeners who don't know how to let us know, or what the hell you're even listening to, this is a podcast. You probably have worked that part out if you got this far. This particular podcast is based on the fact that we have a hat. Also, that the hat is magic, in that it has its own email address. Mm-hmm. You email the hat with questions, topics. We pull those things out of the hat that have been transmogrified into little cardlets.
By the hat magically.
By the hat magically.
Yes.
And then we talk about them. That's where the talking part comes in. until we're bored with that and repeat. And you can comment about stuff here by going to the blog, which you may have been to already, themagicaltalkinghat.com. But possibly more importantly, you can, nay should, nay must, write in to the hat so we have shit to talk about. You can write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Once again, that is themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com.
This all reminds me of an idea I had a few days ago about...
louder. Maybe more Mikey.
Yes, okay. About maybe having a theme song based, like maybe one of our listeners could do this, where maybe someone can put together, because there's all these applications that allow you to compose music very simply. I don't have any of these applications or know what they are.
I just have one of them, but I can't figure out how to make it work.
I just know they exist. So someone who is, you know, more savvy with such things than I am could make it like a little composition. And then take things we've actually said on the air and auto-tune them.
Oh.
For the, because, see, you tell the story of the hat on several episodes, so maybe that could be...
someone
could
together
take that,
thing.
Auto-tune it, and it could be like singing a song or something.
That might be outside the scope of our listeners' loyalty.
But it's not outside their skill, probably.
I don't think so. I definitely believe we have listeners that could do it. Whether or not we have listeners that would do it, I don't know. But it would be awesome.
Yeah.
It would be very
It is a pretty
awesome.
Good idea, isn't it?
I like the idea.
Well, I don't know how
like
to do it.
You should do it.
I can't do it because I don't know how.
I feel like you should learn.
I've got this project I'm working on, and I'm really... You know, you put the pressure on by telling everybody about it, which, by the way...
By getting you volunteers is what happened.
Which, by the way, I think I have the perfect part for Mark. Perfect.
Has Mark volunteered? I don't...
Yeah, he said he
would. All right, cool. We got Mark then.
Perfect. But I would like to get Blood Sparrow signed on, but I don't know what her voice sounds like. The part I've picked for Mark...
I know what her voice sounds
fits
like.
Fits the voice, see, of the person I want.
Blood Sparrow, it's going to be easier if you give him a link to something. But if that doesn't happen, I can, of the live Happy Jacks recordings, she was there and she talked.
Oh.
And so you can hear her from that.
Okay.
You can also hear her on the video that she sent, but you're not allowed to see that. It was only for me.
Okay, here's the thing about you.
What?
Your voice fits a lot of different characters or can be made to, so...
I don't know what you mean.
but
it's like a crazy thing you're talking about.
With you, I want it to be a recurring character, but...
Me too.
I don't yet envision very many male recurring characters. I mean, Mark's character's recurring will probably be in the thing for the duration, but like not every show or anything like that.
If you're doing a radio drama, there's got to be lots of bit players.
There is.
I'll be that. I will always be like mechanic number three and stuff like that. I'm fine with that.
Oh golly!
Every time. Oh my God! Look what's going on over there. That's me. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll play and the rest.
And the rest. But the more I work on it, the more it more confirms that I'll need a lot of female voices, so.
Which I am hooking you up with.
Yeah. I'll need a lot of female voices.
I found recently one of them belongs to my gym.
Oh.
Did not know that. Saw them there. I was surprised.
I'm still not sure who I'm going to cast in the lead, and there might be several characters who are in every single episode. But those are mostly going to be women. Most of the male
women and Mark
characters will not be. Well,
I get to be the Ted Knight Super Friends narrator. We've been through this.
No, you know, that's interesting.
Meanwhile,
the narrator or the announcer. There's no narrator. The announcer.
Empire State Building.
I wanted Mick to do it. Our friend Mick.
Oh yeah.
He'd be good for that. But I haven't contacted him.
We'll do
that. I don't think he even knows that I'm doing this because I don't think he listens to the podcast.
He used to listen to the podcast. I don't think he does now because he would have written in.
But let's see. So yeah, a lot of the recurring characters will be. You know, the regular characters for every show will be female, so I need to line all those people up.
I got you, like, five people.
And they need to be, like, around for an... I'm envisioning, like, 18-hour-long episodes per season, 5 or 6 seasons.
You're a monster.
I know. So, it's really fun to work on. I mean, you know, figuring out how it's all going to come together. But, I can't wait till I get to the part where I'm just writing scripts and I, you know, everything else is figured out.
Can't wait for that.
The story arcs, the everything. That'll be
frankly,
fun.
We're all sick of this pre-production shit.
Well, I'm big on that, you know.
Thinking of selling you to Disney.
Why'd you have to bring that up?
Because it's topical. And we are nothing, including topical.
Well, we try to avoid it, and we haven't been doing a very good job lately, and we should just not talk about it.
Aim for that time. Well, I don't think there's anything to say about it anyway.
Just talk about your week.
What about your week?
Oh, do I go first? I always go first, don't I? I've talked about it, really. I've just been working on the thing. I mean, you know, it's okay. Halloween Halloween was yesterday, Saints today. And
how many trick-or-treaters did you get?
Oh, we didn't get any.
Really?
Well, we didn't. We had...
You left the light off and everything? Because I was going to say, you live in prime territory.
No, we did... we had a little thing just for us. And, you know, Halloween's a big deal for me. It's a big holiday, and but it's kind of a family thing, too. So we celebrated. And actually, all of October's been great. It's been a great autumn. You know, the colors have been gorgeous all month long. And so it was a great end to a great month. It was kind of sad to hear the news about the East Coast. I have some friends in New York who are fine, but, you know, it's hard to get around there with all the flooding
and
everything.
Crazy.
And our thoughts go out to the people who've lost loved ones out there. So that's kind of sad, but it's been a great month, and it was a good week, and Halloween was great for me. What about you?
We got zero trick-or-treaters.
Really? You had your light on everything, and nobody showed up. Wow, you got all this candy.
Yeah, you have some candy, please.
Maybe I'll take some when I
do it. We got more over here. and I have a theory about this. Technically, on our block, there are only four houses that actually face on our block. Of those four, one is currently empty. The woman who lived there left. We didn't know her well enough to know whether or not she went to, like, the nursing home or whether she's dead. But she's gone. Hmm. One is our neighbors, our friends, who always go back to their old neighborhood because they like it better for trick-or-treating for the kids. And so they always go back there. One is the lady across the street who had her light out. I don't know if she was not home or if she just opted not to. So we were the only house on the block with a light on. And from one angle, you can't even see that. Hmm. So I feel like trick-or-treaters may have just skipped our block.
Now, how come you never put the witch up on your door?
Because we lost one of the things to hold her up and couldn't figure out how to do it.
Because last year we talked about how your witch wasn't out
there. Yeah, no, she's right over there on top of that pile because I got her out. And then one of the things fell behind there, and we haven't been able to find it.
Oh,
so we didn't have no pumpkins either, but we were out here for a good hour and a half. Nobody. So that sucked. So I've decided to write off this entire generation of kids.
Oh, I thought you already did that.
No, but I mean, as kids even. Like, get rid of them, make some more.
Oh.
We'll try again next Halloween.
I got you.
Get rid of these ones, though. They are no good.
Okay.
Let's see. I had my bachelor weekend. My plans to do the bad movies with the friends fell through.
That's too bad.
Another family thing happened. So I was pretty much here by myself. I watched a couple of old movies. Old vampire movies, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Old crappy vampire movies. But classic old crappy vampire movies. The first two parts of what is a trilogy that took place from 68 to 71... by a French director. They were weird. I don't know. It was odd. Played some more video games. I'm super, super close to finishing the video game I'm doing. Not else. I've been doing, still working out. Today is the first weekday I did not work out because I had my orientation at 5:30 in the morning today, which is where you spend an hour with a trainer and talk about what your goals are and how best to do that, and he shows you around the place and stuff like that. I found out I'm basically awesome.
Oh, you are?
Yes, in terms of what I'm doing.
Oh.
Everything I described about what my plan was and what I was doing and stuff, he's like, that's exactly what you should be doing right now. We discussed about what comes next, which will be pretty soon. But for the moment, yeah, for the moment, we just need to focus on what I can do. We need to just focus on cardio, not resistance, because we just want to get the weight off of me. And so that's all good. So yeah, that went well. Not a lot else. It has been a fairly uneventful week, I think.
Yeah, not a lot happened, but I mean, that was kind of by design, you know. It was mostly just enjoying the outdoors and spending time with family and stuff. Pretty mellow, but that's the way I like it in October.
Cool.
Before November, anyway.
Makes sense.
Because pretty soon the holidays are going to start and it gets pretty hectic.
Yes. This is going to be my first holiday season with diabetes.
Oh.
And it's going to be interesting.
Well, do you think so far it doesn't seem to really change your habits that much?
Well, I don't know. I mean, when presented with stuff, I mean, I've eaten some of this candy.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not... remember, my whole eating thing is very approximate.
Mm.
And sometimes I cheat a little bit, and sometimes I don't, and all that. And I think with the holidays, the temptation to cheat is going to be much more prevalent.
Yeah, right.
I'm already trying to come up with some things. I'm actually going to be talking... Well, I think my wife is going to be talking to my mother-in-law about not putting all the candy in my Christmas stocking. Normally there's a lot of chocolate in our Christmas stocking. And even last year, didn't have the diabetes yet. I was trying to do a little bit better. And so I tried to be sort of careful with the candy and sort of ration it out so I wouldn't eat a whole... Didn't work. And so I'm like, you know...
That's not really your thing.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I'm like, you know, I could be careful. I could ration... You know, there's things I can do. But I'd rather just not have the giant block of chocolate.
No, I know, but see, but my experience with you is
Oh, that's the pizza man.
Oh.
Well, does it be paid for? Or you
no,
paid for?
It was a credit card. I forgot he was coming, even.
You need to sign
them. I need to sign the thing.
Yep.
Listeners, how much should I tip? Good answer.
Hold on a sec. I didn't know you were ordering a pizza.
Yep, just like old times.
Well, I guess so.
The producer had to rush off to an appointment tonight, and so I didn't have the car, I didn't have the food, so I ordered pizza.
Is this his pen, too?
Yeah. Well, you gave it to me, so it's either his or yours.
Thank you, appreciate it. Yep. Have a good one.
You too. For those of you listeners who are kind of new, we did this once before.
I don't... Yes, we did that. Well, I didn't. You did.
Yep.
I see. Pepperoni. No, not my thing.
Not just pepperoni. Pepperoni lovers.
Oh, I see.
Which means lots of pepperoni. I forgot. I ordered that. I was like, how is Trish back already? Her appointment wasn't until 6:15, and it's 6:10. What's going on?
I do want to take this opportunity to congratulate Trish on her 5K run.
Yes! Didn't we say it last week?
No, because it just happened this past weekend, didn't it?
No. No, she was in Georgia this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we did then. Maybe I just...
Did. She did her 5K. It was awesome.
I think I saw something on Google Plus or something.
Three goals. Do it. Run the whole time. Less than an hour. She did all three.
Yeah, that's right. You did bring it up.
Yep. It was awesome. And...
So I congratulate her again.
And she has now officially joined the gym and gone for a workout.
Good.
I think this Saturday... After the orientation I had, I think this Saturday afternoon we may hop in there. It's always dead on Saturday afternoon.
Really?
And just try out the different machines because there won't be a lot of people. Because I'm curious about... there's different styles of how they're done and, of course, different machines that work different parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really getting kind of jazzed about the... gym. Enough that I actually felt bad that I didn't work out this morning. Not in a, like, guilt sort of way. Like, my body wanted to have worked out.
That's good.
It's good, and it feels creepy. And yeah.
Well, I was going to say, with you, usually for you to do something that you aren't prone to do, you have to leverage your laziness.
Yes.
You have to make the thing that you want to do but shouldn't do, you have to make it so difficult to do that therefore you don't want to do it.
Yeah. Or I have to leverage my perversity. In that the thing I should do, I have to make it into such a fiendish, terrible thing that I do it out of spite for the world like that. Or just to say, look what I did. and neither of those is here. This is pretty much just positive. And so it's kind of bothering me on that level.
Yeah, right.
On the other hand, it feels good. And I did eventually find Blood Sparrow's video. It had been in spam.
Was it helpful then?
It is. It brought up some weird things from my... I mean, some of it, we talk about it on the blog. Some stuff that I had thought from the past that could happen from that kind of exercise that could be a problem.
Oh.
But I asked her about it, and she didn't think, and I asked the trainer today, and it should be fine. So I think actually starting tomorrow morning... I'm going to be incorporating that into my pre-cardio when I do my crunches and I do my stretches.
Hmm.
I think I'm going to do some of that. I tried them just sort of experimentally the other day, and they're way harder than they look or than I remember them being in junior high when I last did them. So I think they're going to be pretty helpful, especially to start with, because my immediate thing is hopefully within a couple weeks get to a point where I can try out another cardio machine and do it for 20 minutes, which will have me standing.
Oh, okay.
Which is the whole reason why I'm doing the bike right now, because I can't do it for that long.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, actually, today I learned about a new cardio machine I didn't even know. It's an arc something. It's kind of like an elliptical, But it just goes back and forth like this, sort of.
Like that, huh?
Yes. There's no way it's going to work for the audience. Just trust me on this one, people. It goes like that instead of like this.
Oh, that's interesting.
And apparently that's potentially going to be better for my legs.
Okay.
So we'll see. But I want to start mixing up what cardio I'm doing.
That's a good plan.
Yeah, but I like that I'm not in any hurry. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, get ready for swimsuit season or anything like that. I just, at this point, I just want to not move backwards.
Right, right.
And so it's very liberating. It's a lot less stressful. Mm-hmm. And therefore, there's just lots of potential. And just today, going through the stuff of the train, I'm just like, there's lots of stuff I can do. There's some classes when I'm good enough. There are some classes he suggested that seem cool. So I'm actually kind of psyched about it.
Good.
All right. Hat?
Yeah.
All right, you take it out of the hat. I'm going to eat some pizza.
Okay. I think Izzy is a pepperoni lover.
She might be.
Magical Talking. This is from Mazurtown.
Mazurtown, fuck you. And say hi to Kim.
Magical Talking Hat Podcast. As he's causing chaos over here.
That kind of hurt.
Did
but
it?
This is tasty.
Something, it fell on you, didn't it? Let's see. What do you call male ballerinas? I don't know.
There's a lot of jokes here.
But you're too busy eating pizza. And I don't know what those jokes are, so...
You should be able to think of at least one. Specifically.
Really?
Yeah. Well. The only non-offensive one.
Are you sure there's only one non-offensive
Pretty
one?
Pretty sure.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Ballerinos! Come on! Get your head in the game.
Okay. Is that funny? Because it doesn't seem funny. You know what? I'm going to pick this up because it looks like it might be hurting you.
Okay, if you see any blood, don't worry. Oh my god, I have to tell that story. So today...
This has nothing to do with Azertown's question.
No,
okay.
Fuck you, Azertown, and say hi to Kim. When the trainer's taking me around and showing me the machines and stuff, some guy comes over and says, you might want to check on that guy. He's just fallen down twice. And we look over by the free weights and there's a guy on the ground just kind of like wiggling a little bit, just out. And so we ran over. I thought he was having a heart attack because when the trainer finally sort of got his attention and convinced him not to get up because he was trying to get up then. He kept grabbing his left arm and saying something, and I couldn't hear that, but I heard the trainer say, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "Oh, Jesus, he's having a heart attack." But no, apparently he just passed out, like, he overdid it. So they eventually got him up and seated, and he was okay. And when the trainer came back, I was like, "Let me guess, so I shouldn't do that?" And he's like, "Yeah, don't do that."
So you went over there to offer assistance?
No, he went over there. I stayed and watched.
I was going to say, what's happening to you? Going over and helping people? I mean...
No, I shouldn't anyway. For liability reasons, I shouldn't do that. Something's
just not
the
right.
Trainer did. I just watched. That's why I couldn't hear what the guy said. But it was freaky. I mean, he like full-on fell down. And
now, hold on. When you got pizza last time, did you actually eat it while...
Yes.
...on the air? I thought we kind of waited until later or something.
No. Subtle, though, but no.
All right. Because people will complain, I think.
Yeah. That's what they do.
Anyway, what do you call male ballerinas?
Is well, that a thing?
I presume that... I mean, it's a kind of a funny way to state the question, isn't it? Because you're calling them ballerinas in the question, so...
Well, but it's for the sake of communication. You know what that means. Don't be an ass.
What?!
That is my job. Well, okay, wait. Let's dissect this. First, because it is so interesting, we should dedicate a lot of time to this. Is the word ballerina French or Italian?
I don't know.
What the hell is wrong with you?
As far as I
prep for these?
Here's the thing. This also presumes that ballerina is feminine. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just ballerina.
I think it I think the question of that is included within this question. Because the answer may be, you call male ballerinas ballerinas. But we're getting to that.
Are we? Because I think you're just eating pizza.
Listen to me.
Maybe we'll just all wait for you to finish eating
your
pizza.
Listen, Spanky. Don't make me come over there.
Yeah, a whole 2 feet. I wouldn't want you to hurt yourself.
And you're not so old, I can't take you over my knee. All right. So, I don't know which part, but something in there is probably the title of this episode.
Yeah.
Ballerina, I'm pretty sure, as is ballet, is either a French word or an Italian word.
Well, and now that you mention it, ballet sounds French.
Yeah, that's why I think it might be French.
But ballerina, Ina's not an ending to a French.
That's why I'm not sure.
I don't think.
But the point is, it is one of those. And those languages both genderize everything.
Yes, that's true.
And the Ina end strongly implies that ballerina, linguistically speaking, is feminine. Linguistically speaking. That doesn't mean it necessarily means the noun is referring to a female.
That's right.
But ballerina, feminine. Leads me to believe probably ballet is also considered feminine. You would probably call it la ballet rather than le ballet.
Yeah.
So the question becomes, honestly, if there was really a distinction, I feel like it would be ballerina, ballerino. Unless we take it even further and they diminutize the female dancers and not the male, so the male is balletto or something like that.
Mm.
But this is historically and etymologically. I'm sure there is an answer. And I'm sure we have no idea. Modern day, socially speaking, I believe the real answer here is ballet dancer. I believe in modern vernacular, people might refer to a female ballet dancer as a ballerina or a ballet dancer. They would never refer to a male ballet dancer as a ballerina. They would refer to them as a ballet dancer.
You're probably right. You're very smart.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And handsome. It makes for a good combination. It's why I'm so successful in life.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That explains quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
That explains why I'm not successful in life.
At least on a relative scale. Yeah. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch a TV show called Legend?
No.
It was a Western?
Nope.
It was very short-lived. Good show. It was the first thing Richard Dean Anderson did after MacGyver.
Oh, really?
It was a cool, vaguely steampunky Western thing.
Hmm.
He was an author that wrote these dime store novels about this exciting, dashing hero in the Wild West. And he himself was this drunk, terrible author, but he wrote in first person, so people sort of thought he was the guy, and he would do public appearances as though he were.
Mm.
And then it turns out that there was a guy who was actually doing, like, fighting crime in the Old West as him, and he tracks him down, and he finds out that it's this scientist who's using these inventions to try and make things better. That he's creating all these very steampunky sort of inventions, largely based on, inspired by these books, because in the books, apparently, the character would do that. And so they team up, and the author takes on the role of that and uses all of these gadgets and things to do good in the Wild West. And the reason I bring this up, well, there's no good reason why I bring this up. The reason I ask you is they essentially tried to make the scientist a Nikola Tesla analog.
Yeah.
They specifically made him the frustrated former partner of Edison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in the way he was done, he was sort of a Nikola Tesla analog. Mm-hmm. And he was played by John Delaney, or Delancey, I always forget. Which, Q from Star Trek.
Oh.
Played by him. And did very good. It was a good show. It only went for like 13 episodes. Because it was on UPN, and it got really good critical ratings, but it didn't get really good viewership. And it was also in that same first season where UPN canceled virtually all of their shows.
Mm.
And so it was good. I was young, and my mom and I watched it together.
Never heard of it. Sounds like sort of a good idea.
It was. I liked the show. Mm. Yeah, it was a good show. All right. Next question. Ezzy, you want to draw it? Oh, yeah, no thumbs. All right. Do you want to eat pizza while I ask this
one? No, thank you.
It's good.
I'm not a pepperoni lover.
That sounds like some sort of euphemism that makes me uncomfortable. All right. Oh, God damn it. Another Azure Talon.
Wow. We're on a roll.
Dear vocal extensions of the magical talking hat. You love that opening.
Yeah, I do like that.
What exactly is spam? The meatish thing. Hmm. He actually says the meatish thing. This is funny because you know what I bought this weekend?
Spam.
Can of spam.
Hmm.
Haven't eaten it yet. Was going to. Because in certain places, the UK being one of them, it is something that they eat. Not unregularly. Generally, I think fried. They fry it up. And I thought I would try that and see what it was like.
And when are you going to do that?
I don't know. I just bought too much food this weekend, so I didn't get around to eating that.
So I suppose you know then what's in it.
I don't.
You don't? But you're going to eat it anyway?
Well, I'd know if I read the label.
Okay. I forget what's in it. I think ham is in there somewhere.
I think ham's... I think beef, chicken, and pork are all in there.
Really?
I think.
And you bought this to eat it.
Yeah.
But you don't know what's in it.
I bought a can of chili, too. I don't really know what's in that, either.
See, that's so weird to me, because I know what's
in everything. I buy hot dogs sometimes. Really don't know what this knows.
I know what's in everything that I eat.
It's because you don't eat that much.
No, I'm interested to know what's in it. I don't like not to know. Because you don't know, like you just said, you don't know what people are putting in it. So why would you just buy it and eat it without even looking? It doesn't take long to look. You're not even curious?
Oh, no. I will definitely read the package. It may be right before or right after I eat it, and it won't impact whether or not I eat it. But I totally will. I am very curious. In fact, I'm tempted. I think it's too tricky, and I ain't going to do it. But I'm tempted to have you go get the thing right now out of the kitchen.
The can of spam.
Yeah, so we can find out. But I think our house is too much of a mess. It'd be tricky to direct you over there.
I don't know if I'm that interested anyway.
I'm very interested.
Well, that's because you bought it, and you're going to eat it.
But... Do you know the history on spam, though?
I believe we've talked about this very recently.
Yes, because we were talking about email spam.
Yeah.
It was a World War II meat alternative, even though it was made with meat. It was a processed version that would be cheaper and cost less resources because I'm sure it's made out of the terrible parts of animals. And was big. They pushed it big here and they pushed it big in the UK. And I think it took more in the UK. I don't know if it just culturally it worked better or if it was they were in more desperate straits because it was World War II.
Yeah.
Which definitely was hitting harder there.
Yeah.
But it kind of took. And like nowadays, I say people still eat there. I think it's largely a generational thing. I don't think there's a lot of young people eating it. But it's still around. And I think ultimately, it's probably not that different from like deviled ham.
Well, except that's mostly ham, right? Or
yeah, and I think this mostly is, but I don't know. But I mean, it might be more chicken, it might be more beef or whatever. But I mean, I think the process is very similar, and I think the texture is very similar. I think it is a...
Is there anything in it that's not meat?
Preservatives and stuff, but I don't think like there's a large carbohydrate component or anything. Mm. I don't think. But again, I haven't read it yet.
Why would I even have to go get the can? You've got a laptop right in front of you.
I know, but you always mock me when I look stuff up.
So?
So I'm sensitive.
We could have looked up the whole ballerina thing, too. We could just look up things all night long with people asking us questions. But that would get boring. Like, it's not already boring? It's already boring.
It's not here we go, people.
Boring.
This is very close to the show I envisioned if William dies, where I just read shit off of Wikipedia.
I could just leave.
Ham.
You could just do this all night.
See, now you mess me up. Spam, shortened for spiced ham, from spiced ham, is a canned, pre-cooked meat product. Made in 1937. The labeled ingredients in the classic variety of Spam are chopped pork shoulder meat with ham meat added, salt, water, modified potato starch as a binder, and sodium nitrate as a preservative. Spam's gelatinous glaze or aspic forms from the cooling of meat stock. Became a lot of jokes. In 2007, the 7 billionth can of Spam was sold.
So it's just one meat. I thought it was like several meats.
I thought so too.
It's pressed together.
On average, 3.8 cans are consumed every second in the United States.
Huh.
Typically sold in cans with a net weight of blah, blah, blah. Protein, come on, where's the... it doesn't say. All right. Varieties. There are several different flavors of Spam products, including Spam Classic, Spam Hot and Spicy with Tabasco flavor, Spam Jalapeno, Spam Less Sodium, 25% less sodium, Spam Light. Okay, I have to pause for a second here, people. If you're eating Spam Light, you have made a poor decision somewhere.
Yeah, that's like, what I was thinking.
Pick a direction. Like, there's no end product where that's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're like, just fuck it, I'm just eating Spam. Like, why go with the light? Like, somewhere, you're at a crossroads here, people, and you need to decide. And that one, Spam Light, 33% less calories, 50% less fat, made from pork shoulder meat, ham, and mechanically separated chicken. You know about mechanically separated chicken, don't you?
No.
Oh, mechanically separated chicken. Terrifying. Mechanically separated chicken is how most, like, chicken nuggets and processed chicken exists. And it is a terrible, disgusting process wherein basically they get all the chicken out. It's terrifying. But basically, how do I even put this? You pretty much blend up the chicken and separate out the bits that are technically not the meat. It's disgusting, and it makes a slurry of chicken, and it's what most nuggets and stuff are made out of.
I see.
Spam oven roasted turkey.
What?
I know. Spam hickory smoke flavor. Spam spread, which I have it on good authority, is only worth eating if you're stoned. The quote says, "If you're a spreader, not a slicer, just like Spam Classic, but in a spreadable form." I find that slogan offensive. Spam with bacon. Spam with cheese, of course. And Spam garlic, which says, "See photos below," which I find very weird. We need specific spam photos porn. Of spam Great. Garlic.
Great.
Is there We've music? Got all the different countries that do it. There's a spam celebration. See also advanced meat recovery methods.
This was a bad idea.
Oh. You mean looking it up or yes, advanced yes, meat recovery yes. methods as
looking,
a concept?
Looking it up.
I need more pizza.
I repent of the decision to have All right. look it up.
Thanks for your question.
Really? You're thanking Azure Talon for his question?
Yeah, because it's pretty funny.
Oh.
And it reminded me I have spam to eat.
Craig
from... I don't know where he's from now. He's been in Africa for a little bit.
Really?
I'm not sure where he is now. Do you still live in Slough? He's not answering.
No, he's not answering.
Well, fuck you then. Didn't want to know anyway.
Dear TMT... Oh, you know what I like? I like best when Azure Talon calls us hat thralls.
Hat thralls, you do,
That's
yes.
my favorite. Dear TMTH, can you pronounce the longest place name in UK? And no, I can't. It's written here.
Let me see it. Jeebus.
Now, this is interesting because I was just talking to someone about this the other day.
Well, this is bullshit anyway because this is Welsh.
Well, I was going to say it's Welsh. It looks Welsh anyway. And isn't... Some you can't just read Welsh names phonetically.
I mean, no.
English phonetically.
Not even remotely.
So, in
fact, the best option, if you can come up with some system where you look at the word and use the exact opposite of phonetic sounds, you're probably closer.
So, yeah.
But just for fun, for you playing at home, write this down. Because here's the word. All right? You ready? You got a pen, pencil, ready to type? It's long.
Very long.
Seriously, get something to write it down. Here we go. L. L again. A. N as in Nancy. F as in Frank. A.
This is going to take forever.
I. R. Don't make me start over. P as in Paula. W. L. L. I'd just like to pause to say we are not even remotely close to half done. Not even close.
And you're going to keep doing this.
People need to know.
You know what? You're going to type this question in the notes.
Don't make me lose my place.
Remember, we're going to start doing that.
Don't make me lose my place.
Oh, my God.
G. W. Y. N. You're ornery tonight.
Let's see.
G.
Snickers.
Y.
Lifesaver gummies.
L.
This is all you got? Don't you have any sweet tarts?
Four
well,
things.
I see M&M's in here.
Another L.
Oh, here we go. Sweet tarts. That's what I'm looking for.
G. O.
I'll just put these in my pocket for later, actually.
E. R.
Oh, maybe I'll take some of these gummy things, too.
Y. It gets a little weird here, people.
Spooky shapes.
C.
Oh, there's a cat and there's a...
H.
Little ghost and a...
W.
Jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, there's only three shapes, and they don't really look like that in the package. They kind of suck.
Watermelon.
Y.
Green apple.
R.
Strawberry.
N.
Blackberry.
D.
And cherry.
R. You know, some people don't look at the show notes, and so this is important for
them.
Well,
I need to see.
O.
I can't get the ingredients off of these.
B. It's the same as spam.
No, it isn't.
W. This is the part I full-on don't believe.
It's probably...
L. L.
It's probably okay.
L.
Wait a minute. Let me check.
L.
Ooh, Snickers. I like those.
That's four of them, people.
Not labeled for retail sale, though, see, because...
A.
But I know what's in Snickers. I'll take one of those.
N. Peanuts.
Yeah, and caramel and chocolate. I know what's in those.
Y.
I know what's in sweet tarts, too. It's
mostly
just sugar.
As in Sandy.
It means candy. Of course, it's mostly just sugar. With
L.
Why would I even say that?
I.
Oh, M&M's, nah.
O.
Plain M&M's.
If we're getting close.
If they were peanut M&M's, that
G.
something. Maybe I would.
O.
Wait, what did I get?
Stickers. G. O.
There's an
G.
Maybe I'll take another gummy. I don't know.
O.
Snickers.
C.
No, another Snickers. And I need more sweet tarts.
H.
Do you have sweet tarts over there?
To repeat. No, I'm kidding. Yes, I got more sweet tarts.
Yeah, I need more of those.
All right, people. So if you're playing at home, how do you pronounce that? I'm going to guess Connor.
That's probably, yeah.
Everything probably that you can't tell how to say it in Welsh is Connor. So go with that.
I like sweet tarts.
Don't take too many because Trish likes those too. But yeah. What you can really take if you want are the gummies. She hates the gummies.
Because
they suck. Don't worry, they'll still be here next week.
I'm afraid you'll eat them all and
I'm not.
Get sick because you know you're not supposed to be having these.
She might eat some, but no, I'm not going to do.
She doesn't like the gummies.
None of us like the gummies.
Why?
Because they suck. Try them; they're not good.
No, I'll wait.
They're like really shitty fruit.
I'm not going to eat on the air like you and be rude.
Yeah, I kind of want some more pizza. I'm calling it right now, though. Craig, think you're full of shit.
You think he just made it up?
Dude, it has four L's together, and it has a part that goes G-O-G-O-G-O.
Okay, well, I'm not going to ask you to look it up because you just get annoyed when you do that.
But I think you're lying, Craig.
You need to draw another one.
You proved me wrong. I will apologize. Maybe.
No, you won't.
I might.
You won't.
I like Craig. If Craig goes away, we lose half our international listenership.
Oh. Well, I like Craig, of course. That goes without saying. I like all of our listeners, but you don't.
No, there's one you don't like.
Who?
I'm not going to say on the air. That's mean.
I don't,
you know the
no,
one.
No, there isn't.
You hate that.
He's making it up. Again.
It's another Craig.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the same Craig. Another question
of Craig. Two Azure Talons
and
two Craigs.
This is weird.
That is strange.
Dynamic duo. Kind of like us.
Except not dynamic.
Yeah. Dear DMTH, Teenage Mutant Tinja Hat. Hurdles, no. If...
I like titles.
If you were an evil mastermind... What, if?
What?
Fuck you.
Maybe he's talking to me.
Okay, if you were an evil mastermind, what would your outrageously over-the-top secret base be?
Okay, we'll go. I mean, if you...
No, I like the idea of you answering this, is what I mean.
Oh, you like the idea of me answering it?
Yeah. I figure this is one you can get behind. You don't get behind real evil.
You know, it's...
But, like, it's cool villain base.
It's funny that, you know, Mark mentioned going dark side with the whole reading minds thing. You know, I think when I talk about wanting the power to read minds, people have to remember. And people who know me, like you know that I don't want to know most of the stuff that's going on in someone's head. So if I have the power to read minds, I'm pretty much have an intrinsic motivation to only use it, you know, when I really think that I'm going to save someone's life.
But you did also mention mind control.
Yeah, because once I've read their mind, I need to be able to do whatever it takes to prevent them from hurting somebody.
That's pretty evil.
I agree it is, but it might save someone's life.
Whatever you say, Mussolini. Moose. Il Duce.
Anyway...
Come on, your villainous lair.
I don't think I have a very good answer for this. First of all, it would orbit the Earth. And that's already boring. I mean, you know, it's not like a cave or a mountaintop fortress or something like that. It's just this space station that orbits the Earth where I can monitor everything that I want to keep track of and control.
Make it shape something cool.
Shape something cool?
Yeah. What's it shaped like?
It's...
You're an evil mastermind. This is your outrageously over-the-top thing. This isn't seriously if William was going to make a base of operations. Come on. Work with us here. Get a little whimsical. What's it shaped like?
You know, the thing is...
Aww.
In spite of... I don't know what she's doing exactly.
She's loving on you.
No, she's not.
She is. Trust me, that's what cats. That's how cats do that.
Anyway, in spite of Mark's thought that my interest in... well, first of all, I don't really have a serious interest in mind control. But that any interest I have in it is evil, I don't really do evil. Evil's not my thing. I can't even pretend to be
evil. Not even evil architecture?
No.
You suck.
I know.
This is my worst birthday ever.
Worst birthday ever.
That could be a good episode title.
Yeah.
Given my birthday's in January.
I mean, sometimes, you know, maybe my evil alternate universe self would have a good idea, but
I can't. All right.
I can't think of anything.
I have several.
Of course you do.
There is something about the good old-fashioned volcano that I like, but it's a little cliche.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Before you go on, though, what's wrong with just saying it's a space station that orbits the Earth?
Because that's not outrageously over the top.
Well, you mean it's
got to... You yourself said it was boring.
Well, yeah, but it is boring, but so is a volcano, so
no,
what's...
No. I'm not finished yet. It's not. Because I want... It's actually going to be a metal sphere floating... in a giant pool of magma inside of a crater that's in a volcano. Hmm. With, like, walkways that go to it. And the whole thing is very carefully isolated. Inside is very temperature controlled. It's nice. Inside. I mean, you know, we use some of it for, you know, saunas and stuff. But in general, it's very comfy inside.
Hmm.
But it's floating in magma. And sometimes you can even feel a little bit of motion when the magma moves.
A little bit of motion.
A little bit, the motion of the magma. I also like the idea of doing one in the ocean that's also a sphere, but it is transparent. And so you can see everything. So it just looks like it's just open to the water. But you have to make it deep, deep in the Marianas Trench so that nobody can see it.
Yeah, or get there.
Yes.
Easily.
And then it has all the creepy monsters outside because, of course, it's transparent. There's no light down there. We need light inside so we can see. So we have the lights on. So all the creepy deep sea things are attracted to the light and they hang around the edge.
Yeah, that would awesome. Be, that would be creepy. That's a good one.
But a very thick thing. And then the other one, and this I just recently got into because it's been used a lot. It was used in Avengers. It was used in Doctor Who a few seasons ago. The giant floating platform, like the flying one that's up in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
I like that too. I feel like that's a heroic one more often, though, than a villainous one.
What if my space station was shaped like a skull? But not like a... skull in space, but like all these different pieces put together that if you weren't paying attention or if you looked at it from a certain angle, you might not realize that's what it was. But once it turns a certain way or you get in a certain it's a skull.
There we go. So are you having like multiple parts? It's not one big thing. It's sort of a little collection of small sections.
Modules.
Yeah, no, I like that. I like that. Yeah.
But if you
need
it,
you're a villain, so it needs like a big weapon on it. And if you turn, and specifically
see,
when you
remember,
rotate,
my whole evil thing's mind control. So maybe
well,
I just
then
have
mind
a big,
control ray.
Yeah, mind control ray.
And if you're turning the mind control ray to a specific spot on the planet, that's the angle from which you can see into the skull.
Oh,
and so if
that's the
looking,
last thing you see before, you
like in a telescope,
get on
mind
control.
Like, what is that giant thing? Wait, it's moving. What? It's a skull.
Zap. Yes. Too late.
Oh,
too late.
See, I knew you had it in you. This works.
Wow.
I we're going somewhere here. I like this.
Well, I couldn't come up with it by
that's
myself.
We're a team.
Yeah,
we're
I needed
team.
Your help.
That's what we're here for. See, I got your back.
Good.
Yeah, you're evil covered.
Well, someone has to because I'm not very good at it.
You'll learn. Give in to your anger.
So, you know, some days
taste the power of Cocoa Puffs.
I just think today I can't get my evil on.
Yeah.
I don't know what the problem
there
is.
There should be a supplement. I'm just not
feeling it today for some reason.
Yeah, there should be a thing. Like, you wake up, not feeling very evil. Take one of the, 5-hour evil. You know, that kind of thing.
In a little container.
The delicious shot has just about as much caffeine as a cup of coffee and tastes great. No more 2:30 goodness. Yeah, no, I like that. We'll make 5-hour evil. That could be a... There's so many good episode titles from this one.
I like... now I really kind of like my outer space.
Yeah, no, it's pretty cool now. There. It's nice.
Thank you for helping me out
No
with
problem.
That.
No problem. And it gives you a motif for the decoration inside, for the uniforms of the minions, for calling cards when, you've left behind the tragic
Although
victims.
Some people might ask, why if your thing is mind control... Does it look like a skull? I mean, shouldn't it?
Because it's inside your skull!
Okay.
Where I control you!
That's a good point.
That's what you say to them in a very angry sort of, burdened artist sort of way. No one gets my vision!
Well, controlling people's minds is in some ways worse than killing them.
Because an iconic image of a brain just didn't work right.
No, that's right.
Yeah, so.
That's exactly right.
And really, if they complain too much, you can control their mind to make them fine with it.
Yeah.
So really, your icon could be any damn thing you want. Could be a pair of scissors. You're going to bitch about it? Now you don't care. Now you think it's awesome.
You know what I was thinking, too, about the whole mind control thing? You were talking about shape-shifting, but see, if you had mind control, you could convince people you look like...
shifted shape.
Yeah, or that you weren't even there.
Yeah.
Mind control really covers it all.
Yeah.
Which I guess is what makes it so
It becomes evil. Sort of the ultimate solipsistic situation.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want mind control.
Well, what do you want? You have to record last week's over again now so you can change.
It's too creepy.
It is very creepy.
I was just trying to think of something,
You were pretty straightforward about that.
I know.
You jumped on that pretty fast.
Well, and then the peanut butter and jelly sandwich thing. Maybe I was just better evil last time.
Yeah.
I don't know. This time
you got a good lair to go with it. Try it out.
Okay. Yeah.
For a while. Try, being the mind bender.
Okay, yeah.
Or the mind taker, or the mind fooler with... last one's not so good. Have your floating skull lair.
Oh, you know what?
And see how it feels.
Back when the doctor... horrible sing-along thing. Yes. They had a contest for you to make a villain and a little video thing with
it. Oh, yeah.
And I made up a villain and a song, but I never recorded it.
Oh.
He wore a skull mask, and he called himself the Jolly Roger.
Got to be honest. Sounds like a gay porn star. A little bit.
Well, that was part of the fun of it.
Okay.
It was supposed to be funny.
I just wanted to make sure.
He wasn't a gay porn star, but it was supposed to sound silly and stupid.
That could have been his secret identity.
I suppose. But the point is, there was a little song that went with it and everything. He secreted a poison, and he could kill you by touching you.
You want that one instead?
No.
No.
I just made that one
I feel like that one's weird. And I also figured that shouldn't have been his name then.
Well, it's just because he had the skull and crossbones too on his mask, so it looked like a Jolly Roger.
Yeah, but it could have been green and sticky and apple flavored, and he could have been the Jolly Rancher.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I should have thought of that.
I've been doing this a lot longer than you have, the evil thing.
Well, but you know what? You're right. Last week I was doing the evil thing just fine. What happened?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe. I mean,
close to I think it was close to Halloween, and they say that worlds start to to blur. So maybe evil universe me kind of got in there a little bit.
Yeah, I could see that. There's lots of environmental.
But now Halloween's over, so I'm back and I'm not evil. And
there's
no
lots
fun.
Of environmental factors. Love proximity to the shroud.
Yeah. Right.
Diet, exercise, sleep habits. Lots of stuff. What did you have for breakfast?
This morning?
Yes.
Let's see. I had polenta, corn mush or whatever. But I have that pretty much every morning. But you know what? I did have something else.
What?
That I haven't had in a while. I had a donut, which I haven't had donuts for a long time.
Donuts are good.
Yes, donuts are good. That's right.
That's what I mean.
Not
donuts
evil.
Are good. Yeah.
I didn't even eat anything evil last week. I still think it's the Halloween thing.
It could be. Yeah.
But donuts are good. You're right.
Yeah. Mess it up. Is it like halo shaped?
Yes, exactly.
You need like a croissant. It's like horns.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Evil that way.
But like I said, I'm not really a fan of being evil anyway. Yeah. So.
Oh, that reminds me. I gotta take my pill.
How does that remind you?
Because I was thinking about eating croissants. And I was like, how many carbs do those have?
I see. Well, I guess we've run the course on this question. We've got two Azure Talons and two Craigs. Is that done? Are we done?
I think so.
Well, thanks, Craig and Azure Talon.
Good work, people.
And you'll be putting those in the notes.
I will be putting those in the notes.
I think I got enough candy.
William crinkles when he walks.
And that is another reference, people. If you can tell me where that comes from, I will give you bonus points. I feel like nobody's going to catch that one, though.
It's really a little
deep cut, but there is one there.
I don't know what it is.
All right.
I think this episode's been a little weird.
It has been weird.
Oh, well.
But... nicely evil.
Okay,
also.
Well, that's
I
good.
I like that.
I was afraid, maybe.
And next week, tell us how things are going with your skull-shaped satellite of doom.
Okay.
As it were. Satellite of doom something. I don't know. We need a name for it.
Well, yeah. I'll think of something. Something that relates to mind control.
Mind control.
Yeah.
All right. In the meantime, people, you've got a week before the next one of these. So, spend that time on the blog, themagicaltalkinghat.com. Also, spend that time writing the hat via the electronic mails, specifically themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Once more, themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Do it.
Right now, or not.
Later also, but do it. Mm-hmm. Like a good person. Or an evil person. Either one, really.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right. And Ezzy is got business. I don't know. She's wandering around all over the place.
Well, she smells the pizza, I think.
All right. I'm tired of this. Let's stop. Let's 86 this episode.
Okay.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is comedy gold.
Or bronze, maybe.
Yeah.
Please disregard the previous hour of useless audio. This has been a production of the Magical Talking Hat Podcast. If you would like to contact us, and I don't know why you would, please do so at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. All music is provided courtesy of Jay Underberg. More of his PodSafe audio can be found at podsafeaudio.com/J_Underberg. Thank you.